next on the 5 o'clock report.
Targeting civilians is a war crime.
The Green Movement has put Europe under the thumb of Putin.
Something tells me she won't be speaking at any gas stations.
Give the man his planes.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Thanks for checking in. The slaughter of civilians continues in Ukraine, schools, hospitals, and community centers. Just a few of the targets of Russian forces on this day 22 of the war. A theater packed with hundreds of Ukrainian women and children was bombed yesterday in Mariupol, despite being clearly marked that children were inside. Secretary of State Tony Blinken.
Intentionally targeting civilians is a war crime. I find it difficult to conclude that the Russians are doing otherwise.
President Biden calls Putin's actions inhumane while referring to the Russian ruler as
a murderous dictator, a pure thug.
Still, the administration's refusing to send in fighter jets to Ukraine out of fear of how Putin would react. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says President Biden has proven he's not a wartime president.
He's leading from behind. The Ukrainian people and President Zelensky are fighting well above their weight, but they need planes. They need planes. They need planes. Give the man his planes.
Putin says Russians who protest the war are traitors. He vows Moscow will remove them as part of a purification effort. Speaking through a translator at the Kremlin today, here's what the Russian ruler said.
I'm convinced that such a natural and necessary cleansing of society will only strengthen our country.
Reporter Jonathan Hunt.
Hard to remember language like that since Nazi Germany.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says a lot is riding on Ukraine emerging victorious from this war.
If Putin wins, the war criminal he is still standing, the Ayatollah will sprint to a nuclear weapon in Iran, believing that's an insurance policy, and all the Arabs are going to want their own nuclear weapon, and you're going to have a nuclear arms race in the Mideast. So every problem we have today is made worse by Putin winning.
To aid Ukraine, the U.S. is sending Switchblade drones that contain guided missiles which can reach targets from miles away. The Ukrainians will also be getting 2,000 Javelin missiles, grenade launchers, rifles, pistols, machine guns, and 20 million rounds of small arms ammunition, as well as body armor and helmets. As the refugee crisis worsens in Ukraine, humanitarian groups are worried about a new problem popping up: human trafficking. Rick Morton is with Lifeline Children's Services.
We're aware of the danger for those children to be trafficked because in many cases there is no one really to come looking for them.
Morton says the West has yet to fully grasp the extent of this humanitarian catastrophe.
We keep hearing the 2.5 to 3 million people that are out of the country, but there are another 4.5 or 5 million people that are still within the borders of Ukraine but are not in their home and not where they belong.
Sadly, says Morton, many of those refugees will never be able to return home. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says now is the time for America to cling to clean energy. Her comments come as gas prices hover at historic highs. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul thinks the Biden administration's allegiance to climate change has emboldened Russia.
The Green Movement has put Europe under the thumb of Putin and under the thumb of Russia. So she's got it completely upside down and wrong. But every American ought to know from a gut feeling we should be producing more of all types of energy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks it's not fair to put all the blame on the White House.
The average price of a gallon is still stuck at nearly $4.30. If anyone thinks this is fair, efficient, or sensible, they're probably an oil executive.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, like it or not, oil touches everything, and attempts at imposing a fossil fuel-free economy will fail.
Fertilizer, food, oil, and gas, all going to be more expensive because the Biden administration put climate change ahead of protecting sovereignty and freedom.
The Federal Reserve yesterday raised interest rates for the first time in several years in a desperate attempt to cool off red-hot inflation. Vice President Kamala Harris has become the administration's new road warrior. Top White House officials say the VP will be sent on the road to promote the president's agenda.
Something tells me she won't be speaking at any gas stations.
Political pundit Jimmy Fallon.
If the Biden administration were in charge of the Titanic, they'd be selling another cruise to the people as they got on the lifeboats, once they got done blaming the iceberg on climate change.
The White House says the vice vice president will be traveling all across this country to, quote, tout the successes of the administration. Couple blockbuster deals from the sports world to pass along first in football. The Buffalo Bills signing star pass rusher Von Miller from the Super Bowl champion L.A. Rams. And in baseball, the L.A. Dodgers have signed first baseman Freddie Freeman from the World Series champion Atlanta Braves. The Bills also today announced they're dropping wide receiver Cole Beasley, who spent three seasons in Buffalo. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, speaking of Buffalo, they are all abuzz about basketball today. We'll tell you about courtside at Canalside. Coming up, also coming up, Hochul sounds off on bail reform and Cuomo sounding more like a candidate again.
Here is your family life weather forecast. There was beauty today across western and central New York. The rain clouds in eastern Pennsylvania fading away this evening. It'll turn out partly moonlit tonight with low temperatures ranging in the mid-30s to the mid-40s with a few fog patches. Now, but tomorrow, not a bad day generally. Some sunshine, warmer in eastern Pennsylvania than it was today, 60s and near 70, but cooler in western New York than where it was today with temperatures in the 50s and some late-day rain. Saturday, cloudy with rain showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder. High temperatures in the 50s and 60s on Saturday.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. News Where You Live next. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said today she wants changes to the state's controversial bail reform laws. The governor will lay out a 10-point plan that allows judges more discretion in detaining criminals. Senate Republican leader Rob Ort says the changes are long overdue. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made another public appearance today in New York City. Sources close to Cuomo confirm he is mulling a run for his old position.
I have a lot of options. I'm open to all of them.
The governor is saying there he's open to all options. He was speaking to Hispanic clergy in the Bronx. Recent polls show the disgraced former governor would give the current one a run for her money if he were to challenge her in a June primary. A candidates forum happens next week at Karen University near Philadelphia. It's for the GOP candidates seeking the governor's mansion next year in Pennsylvania.
We're going to be asking them a wide range of questions on the issues that are front and center for Pennsylvanians, like the sanctity of life and what sort of faith perspectives will the candidates be bringing to their role as governor, but also dealing with crime and inflation and what's going on in schools and parental rights.
Michael Gere with the Pennsylvania Family Institute, one of the moderators for next Thursday night's forum. SUNY Brockport is refusing to rescind the invite for a convicted cop killer to speak to the student body next month. Jaleel Muntakim killed two San Francisco police officers in the 1970s when he was a member of the Black Panthers. Mike Mazzio with the Rochester Police Locust Club.
An event such as this is not what we need right now. And I also question his remorse.
Muntakim spent nearly 50 years behind bars for shooting those cops while SUNY Brockport is refusing to cancel the April 6th event. They have said that they will not be paying the guest speaker, as had earlier been the case. The first weed shop licenses in New York will go to residents with criminal records for drug possession. Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, not a fan of that.
So it's one thing to say that they believe that marijuana policy has been over-policed. People can agree or disagree with that statement, but to then offer those licenses to criminals, convicted criminals, that have helped drive the drug market in those same communities, it just makes no sense to me at all.
Those marijuana licenses will be awarded next week in New York. The first pot shops will start popping up probably in the spring of next year. Thousands of college basketball fans have flooded into the KeyBank Center in Buffalo for opening round action of the March Madness men's postseason tournament. The Queen City will be hosting games today and Saturday. Now, outside the arena, fans can take part in what's called courtside at Canalside.
We're going to have basketball hoops set up around the site. Anyone could come down, shoot some hoops. It's free admission. We have food trucks. We're going to have some trick shot contests. Cumulus radio station is going to be down here. And yeah, we're just hoping to provide a fun environment.
Canalside's Michelle Cotello says it's been 5 years since Buffalo has hosted March Madness. CF Green today in New York City. The crowds returning to Fifth Avenue for the first St. Patrick's Day parade since 2019.
It's almost like we never left. The celebration, just like you remember it here along Fifth Avenue, with marchers marching along a green line that's painted up Fifth Avenue.
Irish Eye smiling everywhere in the Big Apple today. Hundreds of marching bands performed along the parade route. These parade goers say this day was a long time coming.
It's time for us to get back to living again, and I'm glad that they're doing this. I'm glad that the parade is resuming again.
3 years in the making. We wanted to see this parade 2 years ago, last year, and now we're finally here, and it's very exciting.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
The New York St. Patrick's Day Parade, the largest in the country, about 2 million spectators today. Your nightly market report next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers from Wall Street.
Markets opened the day lower today, but rose as trading went on, ending higher across the board. Lots for investors to digest today, including news from the Federal Reserve over an interest rate hike, a better-than-expected report on unemployment claims, and reports that Russia would not default on bond payments. The Dow today closing up 417 points, the Nasdaq gaining 178, and the S&P 500 ending the day 53 points higher. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged in to the 5 o'clock report.
Proverbs 20:11 reads, "Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright." I'm Rob West with your Money Wise Minute. Of course, we all want our children to be pure and upright in their walk with Christ, and that certainly includes how they manage money. Children need to learn that you work hard for the money that supports the family, and that you're not an ATM machine. They also need to work to receive material rewards and the satisfaction that comes from doing a job well. They need to learn to budget, spend carefully, and save, and most important, to be generous. The best way to teach your children those principles is to model them yourself. And there's a great book on the subject. It's called The Bible. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, high school hoops.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We're heading into the weekend with prospects for some rain. Low pressure will deliver the rain Friday night and Saturday. Chillier air behind it will keep a few showers around Saturday, some wet flakes for some as well. Sure was a beauty today, though, across western and upper central New York. The rain clouds in eastern Pennsylvania fading away this evening. It'll turn out partly moonlit tonight, with low temperatures ranging in the mid-30s to the mid-40s with a few fog patches. Now, but tomorrow, not a bad day generally. Some sunshine, warmer in eastern Pennsylvania than it was today, 60s and near 70, but cooler in western New York than where it was today, with temperatures in the 50s and some late-day rain. Saturday, cloudy with rain showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder. High temperatures in the 50s and 60s on Saturday.
All right, Kevin Williams, thank you very much. Finally, at 5, a high school boys basketball team from Steuben County, New York, will be competing tomorrow in the state championships in Glens Falls near Albany.
The boys have been working on this since November. You know, we've been putting in a lot of hours, a lot of days, and to be able to go up here, it's like the ultimate payoff for the kids and coaches and communities for sure.
That's Brian Putnam, head coach at Avoca Prattsburg, just a few miles away from us here at Family Life headquarters. They'll be playing Friday in the Class D semifinal.
I think it's been huge to actually bring the two communities together. I mean, to look up in the stands and see all the people that support these kids and what it means to each community. It's just been a really big force in bringing the two communities together, and it's been a great experience.
Now, aside from Avoca Prattsburg, there's a number of other local teams that'll be in action in Glens Falls.
The Jamestown boys basketball team tips off tomorrow night in the Class AA state semifinal game, while the Allegheny Limestone boys will play Saturday afternoon in Glens Falls in the Class B state semifinal game. In Class C, the Salamanca boys will be in action tomorrow afternoon. So too will Newfield. And over on the girls' side, at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York, the Class AA state semifinal game will feature Corning Painted Post against Bishop Kearney and Baldwin versus Cicero North Syracuse. The East Rochester girls' basketball team will be in action Saturday afternoon in the Class C state semifinal game, while the Sherman girls' team will play tomorrow night in the Class D state semifinal game in Troy, New York. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, talk about your March Madness. Lots of teams in action this weekend, and good luck to all. That's the world we live in Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, as always. Thanks for coming along. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.